Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We are entering September, the start of fall and autumn, and it's a perfect time to start thinking ahead and planning your treatments for this season. And just remember, as the weather gets cooler and the days are shorter, your UV index stays the same. But your skin enters one of the best seasons, the safest and most effective time for repair and renewal. And I do this every single year at the end of summer. Getting rid of summer sun damage is so important. And winter, fall, this is a perfect time to reset your skin. It's definitely a drier time, so you do have to increase hydration, improve your transepidermal water loss, and improve your skin barrier. But it's not just about looking good for the holidays. This is about longevity, and the choices that you make now influence your skin longevity. That's right, how your skin ages over the decades. When we're starting with the basics, let's start from the beginning. Longevity is not just about living longer. It's about extending health span and skin span. Skin span is a very important concept. It's the window where our skin has resilience and longevity. I think the definition of longevity is not about time, it's about functionality. It's about how long can you maintain healthy regenerative repair processes in your skin to maintain levels of hydration and moisture and water content and collagenization to keep that really intact skin barrier. And your skin being your largest organ, it's a great reflection of your internal health. How long can you maintain your skin resilience? That is your skin span, and skin longevity is all about it. Like I said, skin is your largest organ. It's also your first line of defense against the environment, protecting you from UV radiation, pathogens, pollutions, microplastics, water loss. And when your barrier is compromised, inflammation and oxidative stress start to accumulate, not just on the surface, but at the cellular level. In the beginning, when you're 20, your body has so much resilience. The mitochondria are generating NAD out the wazoo. And the NAD is the energy molecule that's going to power the fuel for repair. And as we get older, by age 40, our NAD levels drop, and then our DNA repair mechanisms become compromised because your cells are struggling. Maybe they don't have enough gas in the tank to power everyday processes, plus the repeated insults and injuries of UV and chemicals and all of the little degradation processes that occur with aging. There's multiple small mutations that have to be repaired on the daily. So NAD, very important to take as an oral supplement, probably the NAD precursors, nicotinamide, nicotinamide riboside. Topically, I love the idea of NAD boosters in the skin, and I have a new product launch. Yay! It's my MitoGlow. It has mitochondrial boosters. So these are NAD precursors for the skin to help equip your skin for the long haul and all of the damage that it has to repair. We need that energy topically delivered, improving cellular function. And the reality is, by the end of summer, most of us are carrying hidden damage or overt damage. We can see the brown spots. We can feel the dryness. The sun increases DNA mutations in your skin cells. This leads to pigmentation, uneven skin tone, blotchiness, sometimes vascular blush and redness, more rosacea type changes and inflammatory changes of the skin. Salt water and chlorine are stripping away natural oils. The barrier becomes much more vulnerable. And even sunscreen, while it's so essential, can leave a residue that can build up and clog your pores. All of this leads to dehydration, dullness, and micro injuries. And when these are left untreated, you get long-term collagen loss. So that's why fall and winter matter. With shorter days, slightly lower UV levels, your skin has the opportunity to heal now without interference. So it's laser season, it's microneedling season. These procedures like fractional lasers and resurfacing, they help your skin to remove senescent cells, that's right, the damaged cells that are no longer fully functioning and causing problems by turning surrounding cells into sleeping senescent cells. So lasers, microneedling, and resurfacing with chemical peels, these things can remove that damaged layer and help trigger healing skin. Exposing healing skin to UV in the summer months is hard. And so fall and autumn and winter are perfect times because you will heal so much better without pigmentation problems, without uneven repair. And when we connect collagen production to this equation, remember, starting around age 30, collagen production drops by 1% per year. By age 50, you may lose up to 25% of your skin's collagen. And that's why fine lines deepen, elasticity will weaken, and skin becomes thinner. This is where treatments like microneedling and collagen induction therapy are so critical. And these days, I'm microneedling in the office with growth factors, with polynucleotides, with hydration boosters, even microneedling with biostimulators like PLLA and hyperdilute radius. And I like you guys to think of more than just your face. You've got to start thinking about your neck and your chest and the back of your hands. These are areas where we get the most exposure, and we need to stimulate fibroblasts to get back into activity. They need to go into boot camp. They're getting lazy. They're turning into zombie cells. We need to make sure we stimulate. By the same token, we don't want to exhaust and overstimulate those fibroblasts. So doing these treatments during the right season is one thing. Stacking them and giving cycles of treatment with time for cycles of repair, this favors repairing your skin during a season when it's less stressed. And we don't want to have fibroblast exhaustion. And then don't forget, it's time to do your preventative treatments like neuromodulators, Botox, tox all over the face. Microtox is super popular for skin quality improvements. After a whole season of squinting in the sun, all these fine lines around the eyes and forehead kind of set in. And these are preventative strategies for those dynamic wrinkles. That's not vanity. That's preservation of tissue integrity over time. And at home, you're going to go home and the same principle applies, using really rich emollients like Love products that replace the barrier function of the skin and prevent the water loss of the skin. I love my Night Quench, our Deep Blue Hydrations. This serum I cannot live without when I travel, for sure. It draws water content into the dermis, up to 1,000 times its water weight into the dermis. It protects and counteracts the drier air of autumn and fall. And this is a great time to work on pigment correction, because products like transoxamic acid and products that improve melasma potential are going to give your skin a reset. So definitely think about changing your mindset and doing micro investments in your daily skin health span, because I think you should care. Longevity is not just built in one big moment. It's small, consistent choices over time. And looking at seasonal rhythms of the planet you live on, you don't want to play catch up all the time. You want to repair damage after it happens and schedule these treatments on the regular, because when you align your skincare and treatments with the seasons, you're strengthening your skin's resilience. And over decades and years, that's the difference between skin that ages prematurely and skin that stays vibrant and functional and youthful. So that's my message. The message for today is simple. Use fall and winter wisely. Sometimes animals hibernate in the fall. This is the time when you stock up on your resilience for your skin. Treat this as the season for your skin reset. And think beyond the next few weeks. We're planning for the years ahead. That's true longevity, is caring for your skin in a way that honors its biology and sets you up for graceful, healthy aging. So stay intentional, consistent. Remember, your skin is an organ of longevity, and treat it that way. It will take care of you for decades to come. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing new wellness line, which is all about skin longevity. These are the products that you need for your skin to stay resilient and your mitochondria to be cooking and all of your repair mechanisms to be working. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.